Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
How is being a dad?
It's different. It's new. It's great. I mean, he's 8 months old now. He's crawling, which is scary.
I saw that on your wife's Instagram or soon to be wife.
He's moving. And I wish he wasn't. It was better when you could just plop him down and he would just sit there and you knew when you came back in 25 minutes.
Yeah, that he would. Now you have to.
I don't leave my son for 25 minutes. That's too long. He's great. He's great. He's adorable.
He's one of the most attractive babies I've ever seen in my
life. Let's get him some work. Because he's not the cheapest baby.
Your wife's a model. So I don't know how this isn't a smooth transition into your kid being the Gerber baby.
You know, I talk to her about it often. But, you know, she's in grad school and she's getting her PhD. And
you're going to need to be the dad that shows up. You're going to need to be the audition dad.
I don't care. Okay. I'll be a helicopter parent. Yeah. That's what that is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Are you concerned at all about having a second or a boy or?
Yeah. Yeah, because Carmela's delays have made her very easy.
Right.
So I'm about to have a real
baby.
I mean, everything was very typical with her being a newborn. It's her toddlerhood that's because she's so in her own world. She doesn't. Normal kids are dying to communicate with you all day long. They're dying to point to things and indicate what they want. Right. And they have tantrums when you take things away from them. She's like, la, 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 la. Like she's never.
Are you concerned at all about how she'll respond to having a sibling?
No, she doesn't care about anything.
That's cool. That's cool.
Like the dogs knock her over and she's like, oh, yeah, she doesn't care.
I know. It gets me in trouble. It gets me in trouble.
Yeah, it does.
I just don't care. And then I pretend to care. And then she's like, why are you pretending to care? I'm like, is it better than not caring? Because I just don't care.
We're very like non-reactionary. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if all the things that we think we are as parents like applies to like a boy who's probably going to be like more rambunctious. And I know my mom and I were joking the other day that this kid's going to come out like with a cigar in his mouth and be like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, that's a funny joke. That's a funny joke.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, they're just.
But your kid's chill.
Yeah, he's very chill.
But I think that's because you're chill parents. I think personality is a thing, but I do.
We don't have any help, so we're with him always, and it's trying at times. I would say that the earlier months now it's better because he sleeps through the night for the most part. Mm-hmm. He hasn't started teething yet, which should come soon.
When that started for her, she would wake up so sad. And then the next night I just like gave her Genexa preemptively to like avoid the pain. And then she slept through the night.
Yeah. I, you know, it's just, it's such a give and take because we each have these strong opinions about what to do, but neither of us know what we're doing.
Mm.
So like last night, for instance, we went out for Valentine's. Is Davide back? Did you have a Valentine's?
Yeah, we went.
Oh, nice.
You don't follow me on Instagram.
I don't. Famously. It's better for our friendship because we can catch up because you post everything. And then I'm like, I don't need to see Pia. Uh-huh. I just saw her bowel movement this morning.
That's not what I thought. But mostly it was because you were saying mean things to me.
No, that's not true. Mm. I was saying things that were true and you took them. You took offense to them.
So did my followers because people would start to fight with you in the comments.
No one fought with me in the
100%.
comments. No.
Yes.
Well, those people are, I'm sorry.
My fans?
No, I'm not. It's only an argument if both people partake.
Mm.
You censor me like it's the 40s. Like you can't do that.
I do censor
I'm your friend. Like these people aren't your friends. And you let them go, oh, beepy. Amore. But I tell you when you're acting a fool.
Yeah.
But not anymore because I don't follow you.
Yeah.
Do you follow me?
Yeah, of course. I respond to your stories. I make comments on your posts.
Have you muted or restricted or something?
No, I'm very active in your Instagram because I love you.
Yeah, I think that there's a joke. There's an ongoing joke because your response to Kara's
Now I try to switch it up.
Every single one is, oh my God.
Yeah, but then
oh my God.
Because and your baby's so beautiful.
Yeah, but you gotta.
You have to look. I've been switching it up. Okay. I can go through it right now. Now I'll put a sentence. And then one time I said, I don't know what else to write, but oh my God, because this child is so beautiful. I just want to scream, oh my God. And then I got a ha ha from her.
So we went to Valentine's Day
Where'd
dinner.
Where'd you go?
We went to Austria, Mozza.
Yeah, duh.
And we got back and the sitter went home and at like 9:45, Wiley woke up, which is rare. And she went in there and he was just acting a damn fool, like freaking out, tensing up his body, screaming. And she came into the room and just stood at the front of the bed and she was like, I don't know what to do. What do I do? And I was like, I don't fucking know.
You can't Google it either. No, that's worse.
There's nothing to do. You just sort of have to, it's all, no one knows.
And then what did you do?
Waited until he sort of calmed himself down a little bit more and then she breastfed him until he fell asleep. And then slept
until...
she's
still breastfeeding.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
She's pumping mostly and then we're bottle feeding just so we know exactly how many ounces he's getting. But he's eating food now. He's disgusting.
That's when it gets gross.
Well, they're just covered in shit.
I know. And then the poop changes.
I sort of prefer this poop to the other poop.
Carmella's still like a dainty girl, but like he'll have a day when you like open his diaper and it's a man. It's like he's eating hot dogs that day and there's like a man size.
He's shitting better than me.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm jealous of his.
Well, you have tummy problems sometimes a little bit, don't you? You're a sensitive girl.
Yeah. Doesn't end for everyone.
We're all stressed.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like a hot girl with tummy problems.
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
We went to Funky. Davide forgot to make a reservation and it was the only place we could pull a string to get in.
Davide forgot to make a reservation. Huh?
Yeah, like a month ago I was like, do you want me to make a reservation for Valentine's Day or I can totally take that off of your plate? And he said, no, I want to do it. And then like 3 days ago I was like, you didn't make a reservation, did you? He's busy. And he said, no, I didn't. And I said, that's fine.
Can we talk about the amount of men in Davide's life that take on Davide's persona?
Yeah, if we don't name names.
I would never name any names. But it's a large amount of people. He has an effect on men specifically.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that? Do you like it or?
It happened. I'm not that involved, you know? Like I'm not like at the store that much. So like this microcosm of like Davide things that happen. No, I don't. I think it's all.
He could lead a cult.
He could lead a cult.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I'll tell you when it bothers me. It bothers me when people who are very wealthy mm-hmm. and take pride in their wealth and the things that they have because of their wealth, then get annoyed that Davide has things that they think he shouldn't have because he didn't grow up wealthy.
Who are you talking about?
And then there's like a car competition. You know what I mean? It's like, then
well,
it'll be
you
like,
guys have to win cars.
No. But then it'll be like,
there's no competition.
It'll be like, Davide got that vintage car for like so cheap from Italy. And we were like, dude, bring it here and we can like flip it and sell. I mean, we have car, whatever. They're cars that can be flipped. And so we were like, that's a great deal.
Just in fairness, all cars can be flipped.
Yeah, but if we're getting a car, I mean, the car we bought for $10,000, we can sell for $80,000 right now. You know, so it's like.
That should be your income if that's the truth.
It's true. Wow. We'd like to. I want to make these Kia vintage Land Rovers. Right?
You should quit doing
everything. I would love to.
And just sell cars.
And so, yeah, it was like someone that he was friends with was like, oh, those cars are embarrassing. Like, I'm looking at this car and sent like a $100,000 or sent like a $500,000 Ferrari. And I was like, we're not having the same conversation.
Who are these people you're talking about? These are friends of yours?
It was someone that we were friends with for a minute. And then I was like, this is getting weird because now they're trying to be competitive with him over stuff when he's like, just like the camaraderie of talking about these things, you know, and then it'll get like,
God bless him.
You know, he's like,
did you miss him while he was gone?
A little bit. Not as much as I used to, because I was very busy and we have a lot of stressful things happening. And so the stress over the phone is better for me than him in person because he takes up a lot of space with his stress.
Kara goes to school 4 days a month mm-hmm. and I'm at home alone with the baby I'm saying it out loud, but I pretend it's more stressful than it actually is. But it's
when you're just solo with a kid. Nice.
I'm like, God, this is so difficult, but it's really
it's nice.
Do you still have the other dogs that aren't yours in your home?
They have been adopted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that was a lot.
You gotta stop doing that.
I have to at this point because I'm too pregnant and it was a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm helping animals and that's nice.
What room are you turning into the baby? What are you doing?
There's a room next to the dining room.
Oh yeah.
It's a pretty room.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's next to the kitchen and the dining room, so it's a loud room.
Right. But like sound machines and stuff. I mean, my baby's room.
I trained Carmella to sleep through noise because I just don't want everyone to be like, don't make it. You know what I mean? I don't want that. But she's a particular kind of person. Who knows if this kid will be like that?
What?
But that room right now, you can't even open the door. There's so much stuff in it. This is a project.
It's all a project.
It's our, like, I don't know what to do with this thing. Put it in that room. And then eventually I want to build my mom a little ADU. And then he'll go in the room that my mom is in now. But I need to figure out how the fuck that's going to happen financially.
Just sell more cars.
Just sell cars.
Hair thinning is complicated. And the problem is it's actually much bigger than just your hair alone. Because like your skin, it's a reflection of your health. And the internal factors can impact the way that your hair looks, feels, and grows. That's why we love Nutrafol. Because Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. I mean, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement. It has over 4 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes are different. That's why Nutrafol has so many different formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, like postpartum, menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. And I will tell you this, as somebody who has had shedding since, God, I mean, like sixth grade, and I just lived with it. It was like, yeah, that's me. I'm shedding. Or I always made jokes about how thin my hair was, or like people in my family would make fun of me, or my friends, like, look how little her ponytail is. So imagine how scared I was thinking like, oh my God, postpartum, all my hair is going to fall out. And I started taking their postpartum formula right after I gave birth. And I had no shedding. All that thick, beautiful hair that I grew when I was pregnant is still on my head. It's physician formulated with drug-free ingredients. Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting all the root causes of thinning, including stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism as we evolve through out our womanly lives. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code BEST. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BEST. Growing up, like most of us, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. But when I started dealing with pre-diabetes and a variety of health issues, when I was like in eighth grade, I had to watch out for sugar and empty carbs. Now I understand that immensely, especially with having to control my PCOS and my cortisol and my health. But I love cereal. So guess what? We have Magic Spoon. And Magic Spoon has amazing flavors that you will love, but high protein and less sugar. The variety pack has four flavors, which are cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Like perfect nostalgic flavors that cover all the bases of our childhood cereals. It packs 0 grams of sugar and 13 to 14 grams of protein and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's also only 140 calories per serving. So this cereal is high protein, has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto friendly. It's gluten free. It's grain free. It's soy free. It's delicious. I like mixing the cocoa and the peanut butter. That's my little vibe. I even will just like put that in a bag and carry it around with a, like as a snack because it's so goddamn good. Go to magicspoon.com/best to grab the variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use our promo code BEST at checkout and you're going to save $5 on your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund you your money. No questions asked. It's a win-win situation. Remember, start off your new year right. I know we're like 2 months into it, but we can still get a good start with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/best and use the promo code BEST to save $5 off. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
Where are we having lunch after that?
I don't know. Where do you want to go? What are your favorite? Name your favorite lunch restaurants in Los Angeles.
You know, this is interesting because I was just talking to Greg from Bell's and we had dinner with Matt Morris actually recently.
Did you have dinner?
At Cato.
How was it?
It was good. Daisy was cooking for some Lunar New Year thing they were doing and it was delicious. It was late. Dinner started at 8:30 and I was home at 12:15.
How many courses was it?
A lot, but it was just...
That's late for you.
I got home the next day. That in my mind is, I had dinner on Monday and I got home on Tuesday and that's fucked up. That's not something
We're old. That was 12:15.
12:15 was crazy.
We used to get home the next day every day.
Yeah, but that was a very long time ago. 12:15 was crazy. But I was asking Greg, I was saying, you know, gun to your head, where are you having lunch in Los Angeles? And there aren't really that many options. And no. I that sounds wrong. Everyone's like, oh, you could go here, you go here. And I'm like, you can't, there's not.
Every weekend, I open my phone and I Google best lunch. West Hollywood, best lunch near me, best lunch Pasadena, Highland Park, East Side best lunch, West Side best lunch.
It's just always South Beverly Grill. And then
it's always a Hillstone. And I love Justa, but you know, that's an adventure.
I don't know if I'll ever be anywhere near Justa again in my entire life. I can't even think of a time where I'll be. I guess Kara's parents live over there.
I was just about to say, the mother of your children's parents. Venice is not that far from you.
It's stupid.
But the food at Juice is really great because you can literally get anything you want. Especially for a pregnant person. It's like I can have the salads are so good. I can get any.
But aren't you taught? You just look. It's just a case of salad.
I love their arugula. Like they have good. Like their arugula salad.
You don't get good arugula in Pasadena? You got to drive 2 hours to get arugula?
It's very different.
All right.
No, I love everything over there. No, I end up always going to like Moro's or something.
The answer is there's not really much to eat for lunch. I mean, you know, In-N-Out, that's sort of sushi. There's good sushi, but I don't know. This is a problem I have weekly.
I want like an American with a little bit of a French. Like I want like half a roasted chicken, a great salad, and some French fries for lunch. That's my dream lunch. And okay. The fact that that's not an easy thing to attain, I think is pretty crazy.
Also, I'm trying my best these days to avoid people, running into people.
I ran into people the day that I was late for lunch and you had to leave and I ate by myself on Larchmont. And I never run into people because I live in Pasadena. And
you were 45 minutes late that day,
was crazy.
Actually.
I've never been more stressed about being late.
Who did you run into? You don't even know their names.
Yeah. Natalie Love.
Okay.
And like that whole crew. Like she just had a baby. Crew. I know. So I saw the new baby. Mm-hmm. And then Dylan and their new baby. Mm-hmm. So that was really cute. I ran into Danica.
You ran into a lot of people.
Uh-huh. And then Larchmont I ran into other people.
It's not a place to go to not run into people.
But I liked it. I was like, oh, I'm a person.
I liked that restaurant.
I thought it was okay. It was hard to have lunch there.
Because you ran into so many people?
No, because there was no... I just wanted like chicken and a salad. I wanted something. I had to get like, it was either pasta or I had to get like a fancy small piece of branzino.
That's, you don't like that?
Not for lunch. It was too right. Like this. I was like, this is.
I like it because of its proximity and I like the owner a lot.
I wish there was like more salad options or like a brazzola or like more like lunchy. It felt like dinner during the day.
Yeah.
What are your favorite nighttime food restaurants? Gigi's?
Yeah. Where do I eat? Nighttime, there's a lot. There's a lot of good restaurants in
like what?
Los Angeles.
People are always asking, so why don't you provide a list?
Didn't we do this last time?
No. It was you and Paulie making fun of me for 40 minutes.
Oh, I miss him. I wish we could make fun of him for 45 minutes straight. Where do I eat?
Gigi's Mozza.
Mozza.
Food at Gigi's right now.
Currently,
I mean,
yeah.
Always has been really good, but particularly good right now.
Yeah.
Was a fucking 10. Our whole table was, every bite we had of everything was
thank you. Yeah,
fucking fantastic.
Yeah, the food is really good right now. I'm excited about it. Where do I eat? I like Tsubaki in Echo Park. But now these days I have to eat at 5 p.m. because I'm usually with Wiley.
The guy that owns Mini Kebab took over.
I know, the Mezza space, Middle Eastern tacos.
Dying to go there.
I think it's open during the daytime. It feels like it's probably a scene at night.
I have a bunch of places saved on my TikTok of like people will be like, I went to this restaurant, but it's like a good burrito and Bellflower. Like it's random stuff that's like adventurous that I would like to try.
I'll try stuff.
People are saying Donna's is very good.
I don't really like red sauce places. It's just like every time I leave there, I just feel like shit and like
totally.
My stomach hurts and then I got to go sleep with a stomach ache. And
I like Dantana's, but I don't go there a lot. I haven't been there a lot.
Kara just went to Dantana's. Kara had a girls' night last Sunday during that atmospheric waterfall, whatever they call it.
The atmospheric river.
Yeah. And she went to Matu. It's like a Japanese sort of steakhouse. It's good. It's good. It's the same. It's like the same restaurant group as Sugarfish and like Uovo. And
there's a Uovo in Pasadena. I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, people love it. I mean,
Prince Street Pizza opens up today in Pasadena.
I don't give a shit about Prince Street Pizza. It's so heavy.
Is it?
Just like enough with those like cuppy pepperonis filled with grease. It's just I don't care about it.
Yeah, I haven't had it in a really long time.
I didn't care about it
time.
In New York either when it was just
the line there
standalone.
Still so crazy.
So she went to Matu and then, you know, I assumed she was going to be home after and she went to Dantana's with the gals.
For a nightcap?
Shit-faced.
Do you remember a nightcap?
Yeah. She came,
the bar scene at Dantana's
she came
is wild.
Home so drunk.
That's so cool.
It was awesome.
She probably had something to drink at dinner and then capped it with martinis.
I think she had two drinks at dinner and then martinis at Dantana. She came home smelling like a bum.
Yeah, that would make me. I can't wait to get fucking drunk when this baby's
nice.
On my stomach.
Nice. Is that the first thing you're going to do?
We brought a bottle of wine to the hospital, which was really nice.
After Wiley was born and we went into triage or whatever you call it, she was like, go out, celebrate, you know, with your friends. Like, I'm going to go to sleep. And I walked to Jar and met a few people.
Jar's classic.
And had like three martinis to celebrate. And then I came back to the hospital and slept in that chair. And I woke up. And I woke up so hungover with a brand new baby. And it was fucking awful. And I didn't drink for 3 months after that.
That's why I didn't.
Yeah.
You,
I was like, I can't.
I remember
I was like,
that
I can't
you
do
didn't
it.
Drink.
I just, I was like, I can't.
You walked to Jar, got sloshed.
I walked to Jar from Cedar Sinai.
I'm sure the nurses were like, your drunk husband.
No, they were like, they supported it. I was excited. I wanted to, you know, Kara had just given birth. So she was like passed out on an IV.
Yeah.
Wiley was, you know, asleep or being taken care of by a nurse. Yeah. And like,
yeah,
you know,
no,
I was like, I'm going to go eat a steak and have, you know, a martini that turned into three. And then I walked back and it was hell. It was hell.
Waking up hungover with a kid.
It's like nothing you've ever
fucking
done before.
Worse. And it's especially worse if you've like taken a little bit of a mushroom and like had a bad girl say it. Like,
why are we adding drugs to the mix?
Because I'm saying like those like nights we were like, everything stuff, this is so, I haven't done this until this is so wild. It hits you that it like it's not worth it.
Yeah, I took a long break from alcohol after that. It was too much. Also,
are you writing graffiti on your thigh?
No.
I forgot about the people in our lives that used to write graffiti in the air all day long.
Yeah, it's a nervous thing.
Did you have a graffiti name?
Did you take an Adderall this morning?
No, I saw you doing something, and I'm thinking, did you have a graffiti name?
Yeah, I wrote.
What was your graffiti name? I forgot about this.
I don't want to talk about this.
What was it?
We don't talk about this. I don't want to talk about this. What are you gonna do? Your Davide is uncircumcised.
Uncircumcised,
famously,
to the probably 1,000 people he's left with. Yeah,
you want to talk about that?
We can.
No, so baby Carlo will be uncircumcised.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's gonna have to teach your son about his uncircumcised penis.
I don't know if I want Davide. Davide's gonna be the one.
You literally said that.
No, he offered, and I was in his home, so I.
Oh.
I said yes.
I thought that was initiated by you.
It's one of those things that I felt strongly about him being circumcised because I am.
Yeah.
And Kara felt the opposite. And so I gave her that one. But it's funny because, like, you know, when we have this baby at home, you know, she'll be like, what is this? Like, what's on his penis? And I'll be like, lady, I don't know. I don't have one of those things. That's new to me too.
Weird new thing.
It's a new thing. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But it seems fine for now. But I don't have one of those.
I am curious about penis life with a baby.
They really tried to get you to have a circumcision at the hospital. Like even like you tell them you don't want one, and they still
weird
ask you several times.
It's not my trauma because I don't have a penis, but we went to visit one of our close friends in the hospital right after this was like pre-COVID, so you could go like visit your friends in the room. Mm-hmm. And this nurse came in to take the bandage off of her son's circumcision and it was still stuck. Like it was still like bloody and stuck. And then she started peeling it and he started screaming. And then we were all kind of looking at her and she didn't want us to think she didn't know what she was doing. So she kind of kept going, even though it like wasn't ready to take off that bandage. And there was like, then it started bleeding and it was the fucking worst. Babies don't fucking remember. He's not scarred from it. He's the kid's fucking fine. But I was like, yeah, maybe we just like avoid that.
I don't know.
He'll like pee on you if you're changed. Like girls don't do that because they don't have, like I'm nervous about being peed on.
He's peed in my face.
Yeah.
Before. But he hasn't, you know, none of the things that people say, like he's never shit in the bathtub.
Carmella has shit in the bathtub so many fucking times.
This baby is, I think my baby is the easiest baby ever.
I'll literally be like, look at my phone for 1 second and I'll look back and she's playing with like a fucking turd in the bathtub. I mean, when she was little, not now. Now she knows. But I would be like, what?
But like, it's never happened.
And then you have to.
But it's crazy. He'll go like 2 days without shitting and then he'll shit.
Oh, that's not good.
Relax.
Well, not bad. That it's a bad thing for his body, but then you got the big diaper.
Well, then you just get 7 times in a row, just a full diaper of shit.
She's right. She has a schedule, which is great.
Yeah, he's eating food now. He's great. I miss him when I'm not with him.
Aww, yeah. That's cute.
He's just, you know, he's not judgmental. He doesn't talk to me about shit I don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
He doesn't ask me any questions.
He's your perfect person.
He really is. Like, I know when he doesn't want to hang out because he just starts crying. Yeah. And then we're done hanging out. Then I hand him to his mom. Because, like, if he's... It's a good way to get me to stop hanging out. You do this sometimes. We'll go to lunch and you'll start crying and then I pass you off to the next person.
What happened? Is that a guy sweater? No.
Yes.
It looks good.
It is. It's a good one.
Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day so easy. So wherever tomorrow takes you, you can be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals that are delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons that help make your weekly meal planning even more delicious. Get started today and feel good by having a week full of meals ready to go. I mean, the relief in that is just incredible. There's also amazing two-minute meals. You can fuel it fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are, which is perfect for your office or, like, if you're rushing home from work. They have amazing snacks, smoothies, and more. They have a huge wide variety of options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites. And when you sign up and save, because they have done the math, Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. And it's super flexible for your schedules. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. I like to do somewhere in the middle to make sure that I have, like, a baseline of meals. But, you know, I keep room for, like, going out to dinner with my friends and stuff like that. And you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time so you're not wasting anything, which is incredible. There's no prep, no mess. Factor meals are 100% ready to heat and eat, so there's no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. Head to factormeals.com/best50 and use code best50, and you get 50% off. That's code best50 at factormeals.com/best50 to get 50% off.
I don't remember, so I'm just curious. Do you remember how we met?
No.
Yeah. Somewhere.
Somewhere. I don't. We started hanging out when I moved here more. I mean, we met in New York, obviously, but then...
Yeah, but because in New York, we were just regularly seeing each other at all the same things.
You watched Louis.
I did watch Louis.
That's when we became friends.
I have the cutest photo of me in Louis.
And that was 15 years ago.
I took her to the West Side Highway so she could see the water. That was really nice.
I miss my dog.
I'm sorry that your dog died. That was fucking awful.
I know. I don't love my new dog.
Well, you didn't get... It's your...
Yeah, it was Kara's.
Yeah, you got...
And he was a COVID buy. Mm. And their codependency is something.
Would you get another dog? No.
I think I will come home with a dog one day.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
She doesn't know that yet.
But you need, like, a real dog.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's good for Wiley.
Wiley will grab at Casper and, like, squeeze.
Yeah.
And Casper does not like Wiley.
Yeah.
But Wiley loves Casper.
It's cute.
Yeah.
Mike, dogs don't care about Carmella. Carmella doesn't care about the dog.
Is that true?
Not at all.
They don't even pay any mind to her?
They coexist.
Interesting.
It's crazy. She's, like, literally, like, she'll, like, try to get by and she'll be like, no, Chi-Chi. Like, the puppy, she hates the puppies. Because
the puppy's still there?
No. But when they were there, she knows she would, no puppy. Or, like, we'd hear her screaming and the puppy would be, like, on top of her. You know, their claws and their teeth are so sharp.
Right.
And so they would just, like, pull her pants off or try to take her socks or play with her. It was bad. My mom literally at one point was like, your child needs to come before fostering animals.
But she doesn't, does she?
she does, clearly. But it's like, I'm friends with the girl who owns this rescue. So when I see her, like, take on another project, I'm like, how can I let her?
I'm friends with a guy that owns a pita place, but I'm not like, I don't need to eat pita 3 meals a day. Like,
what are your favorite restaurants in New York?
There's so many new ones that I feel like we're out of the loop.
We're not cool.
And anytime I go to New York, it's for like 3 to 5 days.
But what are your classic places that
and
you
And I
love?
Just have to go to like a couple. I like Where do I? I don't know. I can't even think of him. Where do I go in New York? We used to edit this.
Do you go to J.G. Mellon?
If I'm uptown, I'll go to J.G. Mellon's. But like, they got rid of their cottage fries, and that was the thing. Now I've heard they're back. But you know, it's like our last trip to New York, we went with Wiley, and we stayed uptown. And the traffic in New York is worse than
way worse.
LA. It took me an hour and a half.
It's way worse
to get from the Carlisle to Raff's. An hour and a half, and then, you know, you go back uptown, and then, you know, it's just like
Raff's is excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out the twins. That's a very good restaurant.
Raff's is an excellent restaurant.
When I was there, let's see, I went to Raff's. I went to Altro Paradiso.
Yeah.
I went to Balthazar.
You know, I didn't have the best meal last time I was at Balthazar.
People always leave it and they're like, I'm a little disappointed with what I had. I'm not there to, you know, eat everything. They give me my table.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I have two martinis and I have a seafood tower and a steak tartare. And, you know, I sit there for 2.5 hours and
I'll
have one group of people come and meet me early and then I'll have another group of people meet me late. And it's just like a central place.
We do that at St. Ambrose.
I don't know where else I went. So I was saying we traveled with the baby and it's hell. It's just like you can't do, it's just hell. So... like it's you're like they have schedules, they have naps, like you got to get back to the room by a certain time and you're sharing a room because I don't know anybody who gets their child their own room. And then the baby goes to sleep at 7. So you're just, what are you doing? You're just in bed with your phone on silent waiting for it's time for you to go to like, it's just, it's hell. Traveling with a child is hell.
Yeah.
I told Kara this because she was up in Ojai a couple nights ago after her weekend at school. And
so she stayed at some cute place up there.
Yeah, she stayed at our friend Kenny's place. She owns a bunch of hotels up there called the Capri. It's nice. It's a nice place. But I drove up on Monday after a meeting I had and we spent the night there. But like, it's not a vacation. Like the baby, it goes to sleep at 6:45 and then like, we're literally just in bed on our phones texting each other.
Does Capri have a restaurant?
No. Hmm. And when we were at the Carlisle, we tried, like, we would go downstairs and have, like, a drink in Bemelman's. But, like...
you need to bring the portable Nanette.
Yeah, it just...
we go everywhere with the portable Nanette. And then when we're in New York, I have, like, 3 rotating babysitters.
I told her we're not going on vacation anywhere until Wiley can spend the night with someone else. I think my mom's going to come out for his birthday and stay a week.
Oh, nice.
And we'll try and go somewhere.
Yeah. We just set up a babysitter wherever we can and then go out to dinner and don't go out late.
Yeah. You know, I don't like to complain about, you know, money and stuff. It's just like...
it's fucking expensive. It's spend like over $100 to go have an expensive dinner.
Yesterday was so expensive.
What'd you buy? Why?
I had a nanny stay with Wiley. We have a sitter come Wednesday and Friday for 5 hours. I had her stay from 11 to 4. I had her stay from 4 to 7. We went to dinner at 5. So you have a whole day of a nanny. You have you have dinner where, you know, of course.
$1 million dinner.
Of course.
And then you Uber. Did you Uber?
No. We didn't drink. But, you know, it's just you have to pay someone $200 to go to a restaurant that's going to cost $200. At least $200.
Yeah. No, so living here is insane.
It's not even living here. It's just having a baby. Just cook at home. Don't go out to eat.
Yeah. Well, that's why, listen, it's not easy living with my mom, but we can go to dinner anytime we want.
Right. But like, you're not going to put 2 kids on your mom. I guess when the kids are asleep.
Yeah, they go to bed.
Right.
Well, now everything's going to change.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Big time. Now
you're done, right? This is your last.
I'd like to have 3, but we'll see.
You're
going to
have a third?
I don't know because I got to see what 2 is like.
How old are you?
Old.
You're not having a third.
Don't deny me a child.
I don't think you should have a third.
Okay. Thank you.
It's too much. I don't even know why people have 2. I mean, God bless, but like 3
I had a big family
crazy.
Growing up and a house full of people and their friends and a dinner table full of lots of people. seems lovely. And I think about
you have people over all the time. They don't need to be.
And I think about them taking care of me when I'm old. And like, what if they want to move away? Like, it just like splits responsibility to take care of parents when they're older. Like, your parents getting old is like a real thing. You know, someone has to like take care of a parent. And it's like on their kids. And so I'd like to split that responsibility up amongst more people.
I don't know. I think that's a romantic.
My mom is my child. You know, want me to leave her in an apartment?
Definitely.
No, she'll deteriorate.
That's what
I have to remind her to eat. I know I don't want her to. I don't want to put her in a home when it gets to the, you know what I mean? It's like, this is a better system for everybody. So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see what happens when there's two. I don't know what the personality of this boy is going to be like. I don't know if Carmela is chill because we're chill and we're not reactionary. Like when she throws a tantrum, I don't react. I leave the room until she calms herself down and is available
to break out.
Interact. Yeah, I do. Because they don't want that. You know what I mean? So I'm like, you're safe. You're fine. Here's your water. Here's this. You want to try? Pushes me away. I say, okay. I leave the door open and I remove myself from her room. And then she'll calm herself down. If I walk back in and she continues to scream, but I'm literally outside the room. I don't close the door. And then I'll do that until she stops tantruming, and then she and then she's like, "Oh, this isn't. I'm not getting what I want out of this." And then she'll like flip a switch, and then she's fine. That's been a great. So,
what the fuck were we all thinking?
I don't know.
It was so easy.
We were cruising.
My life is so easy without a baby.
We wanted it. You wanted a baby.
I did.
You said I want a baby.
Yeah, and then I take it back.
This is why I say if you're not like, oh, I'm dying to have a baby, like the thought of just being able to live your life for the rest of your life exactly how you want to live it is so lovely.
There were points. I mean, there were points when he wasn't sleeping through the night and we hadn't sleep trained him. And I was like, I get why fathers would go out for milk in the 70s and never come back. I totally just start over somewhere else.
Yeah, you just
can't do that anymore.
No.
She has my location.
We were installing like more heightened alarm systems at our house yesterday.
God bless.
And I was like, Carmela's never going to be able to get away with anything because there's cameras, there's motion sensors, our windows, all I have, like she can, and she'll have a location. If she fucking steps 1 foot outside of our house, like 45 alarms.
You built a prison.
I know. I was like, oh, that's crazy for her. She's not going to ever be able to like sneak. I mean, I never snuck out, but like, I was like, if she wants to, she can.
I snuck out so much.
One time I walked across the street, there was a party happening and I was gone for 45 minutes and I still feel bad about lying to my parents about that.
I would write my mom a note.
You were bad.
Yeah. And it was funny because Kara didn't really even know. We were talking yesterday about Wiley's temperament and what Wiley's going to be like. And I was like, I was fucking bad.
She doesn't know about your like 50 car accidents and multiple arrests.
I've only been in one car accident, first and foremost. What?
Have you?
Yeah. The one with Same was the one.
The one in the Shmamptons?
Yeah. That was it. No, it's car accidents aren't passed down. I was telling her about all the schools that I'd been kicked out of, and she was like, "That's too many." And I was like, "Why
would you get kicked out of school?"
Well, my mom thought that if I couldn't make it through an 8-hour school day, I should go to boarding school where I'm three times as likely to get thrown out.
Yeah,
because it's 24 hours a day, and that didn't.
What'd you get thrown out of boarding school for?
I don't even remember. It's always the last straw. It's not something.
But what were
it's
things you would something, do? Like smoking weed, sneaking out.
Sure, getting into fights. You know,
you got into fights.
Yeah, but it's like.
Who taught you how to fight?
Nobody teaches anybody how to fight unless you're like joining a gym. You just get beat up enough, and then you learn to not want to get beat up anymore.
Wow.
You know what I mean? What do you mean? Who taught?
I never. I didn't go to any schools where there were fights like happening, boxing. So I've never like saw that.
Really? Mm-mm. You went to an all-girls school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like little Catholic schools, you know, so there was no like. My brothers.
I would say my short stint in Hawaii when my dad lived there from 6th to 8th grade was probably where I toughened up because they didn't like
Howleys.
They didn't like me.
Yeah, and those are tough people.
They really didn't like me. Mm-hmm. I was loud and obnoxious, and they were local and didn't understand.
You got grass beat a lot there by some big boys, probably.
I got beat up a bunch of times in Hawaii, definitely. But yeah, that toughens you up.
So the mother of your child learned yesterday that she might have given birth to a...
She didn't learn. I think that she...
A bandit.
I think that she thinks it's very much... she's in school to be a therapist.
Yeah.
You know, she understands things. I think that she knows that, you know, a lot of it has to do with the environment in which you grow up, and my environment is different than Wiley's.
Do you think that the chaos of being Wild Boy is why you got into like restaurants? Because it's also chaotic.
I don't see the parallel.
It's chaos. I mean, restaurants are completely chaotic.
I don't think because I got in trouble as a kid, I was like, I need to work in restaurants.
But it's a comfortable place. It's not something that's intimidating.
I didn't take the path that all my friends did, which was, you know, go to college, graduate from college, not know what you want to do for a while. I started working in restaurants early, young.
Mm.
That sort of, you know, just led into more restaurants and owning restaurants. And okay. That's why I like that place on Larchmont.
Yeah. Are they open all day?
They open at 11 and they close at 11. I want to eat dinner at 4. Mm-hmm. Or I want to eat lunch.
We had dinner
at
5 last night.
Yeah, it's great.
Judd Apatow and his wife were at the restaurant, and I said hi.
You can't help yourself, can you?
I feel like I'm unalarming right now because I'm pregnant.
You can't use being pregnant as an excuse to embarrass yourself.
I walked by and I was like, if Leslie looks at me, I'm going to say something.
That's a crazy way to go into a situation.
I just walked to the bathroom and I just walked by, and then she looked at me and kind of like smiled because she was like a cute pregnant person. And I just mouthed, I love you. And she went, oh my God, thank you. And then she said, how far are you? Is this your... Then she asked me questions.
You're so embarrassing.
And I said many things to her very quickly.
What did you say?
I said, what an amazing career the two of you have. Like, what a life. Yeah, I said, what an amazing life you've built. And like, I watched your daughter's video on Architectural Digest, and she's so elegant. And she said, thank you. Do you have daughters? And I said, I do. I have one. My husband wanted more, but this is a boy. And she said, oh, I always wanted a boy. So we have the two girls. I said, you know, and I just said, thank you for talking to me. You guys are fucking the best people ever.
They could only get a 5 p.m. res at Funky.
We ended up staying for a long time. And so, yeah, they were like at like a 7 o'clock. Yeah. I couldn't. It was like I saw them and I was like, I have to say, how do you not? Just every line from all the movies that I like, everything just went through my, like, I was just like, what a fucking body of work both of them have.
Yeah.
LA is crazy because we see so many famous people. So I don't
care about Judd Apatow at all.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
This is 40? Do you not watch that all the time?
I actually find his movies to be pretty terrible.
This is 40.
I like her.
She's great.
Not enough to spew vomit words at her if I saw her at a restaurant.
She was not offended. I caught a vibe.
Yeah.
It was like not that embarrassing. You would have been so mad if we were real together.
I wouldn't. I just would have walked away. I was telling Matt Moore at the dinner the other day that, you know, because he's a photographer and he's always taking photos and stuff. And I think I scared him off of tagging me in a post. But I was saying that I had to stop or at least curtail hanging out with you so often because, you know, there would be four people that I told I wasn't hanging out, and then we'd be hanging out and you were like, impulsively have to tag the people you're hanging out with. And I told him about that time we got into a fight in Malibu.
Bad, bad fight.
Yeah, because you can't control yourself.
That was such a bad fight. Davide had just laid down in the sand and opened the paper, and he was like, oh, this is all I wanted. And then I looked at him and I said, we are leaving right
now. Yeah. Yeah.
We've gotten in such bad fights.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Remember that fight we got in at Felix that one night?
It's amazing that we're friends. No.
I left.
We got into a fight at Felix?
You, me, and Cassia were together. And Davide. And I left. You made me cry and I left. And then you you apologized. You were mean on that one.
What did I say? I'm not very nice. I can't even remember.
But we had too much water. Like, we were drunk already. And it was like towards the end. And you said something that was so... And I was like, Al, you can't be serious. And then you, because you were drunk, you just kept doubling down.
Did you leave without
And then
paying?
I walked...
I can't remember.
Yeah, no. Because I had to leave because I walked outside and I texted Davide. I said, I'm not coming back in. And it was, I think we had already just paid and maybe we were hanging around finishing up like our final cocktails or something. And I was like, and I cried. And then you apologized like within an hour.
That's quick.
Yeah, it was very, you were like, oh no, I went too far.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't do that anymore.
Oh God.
Yeah, Kara is helping me take the appropriate steps to calming down and not saying things before.
I knew she was your person because when you guys got, not that you need my approval, but when you guys got back together and we went to Houston's for lunch, mm-hmm. you said something to her. You like made fun of her and she just had like the perfect, she looked at you and went like, oh, yeah, like she just did something so funny and then kept it moving. Like it phased her zero. And I was like, she's going to be great. Like it was.
She's great.
I've always been a big Kara fan, but.
Yeah. You know, communication is key in these relationships with babies, new babies. And, you know, it's new for me. It's difficult.
Does she want more kids?
No.
What?
We do not.
Okay.
We're still within the first year.
He's so beautiful.
That doesn't need.
You know. And he's got a great personality. You know, it's like
he and that's great. Why? This is, we should stop. He's attractive. He's smart. He's advanced. He's fun. I like him. Why would I have another one?
Matt and Yolanda said that the Yolanda who does Yellow Journal and he does W.M. Brown, they have one daughter who's lovely. And we were talking about this, whatever, we went to Napa with them and we'd already had Carmella and they were like, do you want more? And I was like, oh, absolutely. And she was like, why? The second one is always insane.
She's like,
don't ruin a perfect thing.
Yeah, that's sort of how I feel. They're just so expensive.
I know. The world doesn't need more people. I'd like to become a foster parent at some point. And I could fulfill my desire for a third child by being a foster. What?
I don't know.
There's more children in orphanages and foster homes in LA than like anywhere in the United States. Why would I not open up my home?
Like anywhere in the United States. Is that a fact? Is that something I can Google?
Yes.
That there are more foster. No, I don't believe you at all.
Yes. I just learned about it because who's that fucking, whatever, that really famous actor. I can't remember his name. But he built like a whole community of homes in Palmdale.
Did you run into him in a restaurant and ask him and that's how you know?
No, I reposted the story on Instagram. So I am educated extremely on the topic.
What would you say your fans to haters ratio is?
I don't know. We had a big, Dominique and I discovered a big hater yesterday.
Oh, you're discovering new haters?
Yeah. There was a girl who made a really mean comment on Davide, did like a post about like the people that he works with in Italy and how proud he is to work with these people who mm-hmm. keep their businesses and how proud they are of what they do.
He knows everyone and blah, blah, blah.
No, it was him just saying like, I'm making products in faraway places that are with producers that are going to go out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a nice, and this girl was like, but you're married to like a trash can who gets Botox and you drive a nice car. And like she has a brand with Revolve, so like you're a hypocrite. And he was like, did you see the response I made to that girl's car? I said, no, I didn't see anything. We were driving.
He responded.
Yeah, he responded so well that she wrote back and said, oh, I didn't think about it that way. Like, I'm really sorry. Like, actually, like she fully, and then she deleted what she said. Because he shut her down in a really sharp way. And he was proud of himself and went to show it to me, but the whole thing was gone. And I was like, you have to screenshot everything because these people who hate us in that manner are doing things other places. And we need to have record of all of this because some of them are trying to do things that are really personal and can affect our business. And I want.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. And I was like, I keep it all documented and I send it. I have it in a file for a lawyer in case I need to take things further one day. So I was like,
I wonder if one of them will ever kill you.
It's why I got heightened security at my home because I don't feel safe. So,
shut up.
I'm not kidding.
You think one of these like piles of shit is going to come into Pasadena? And
I don't put anything past anybody. So then he was like, I don't know what her name was, but it was like bada bing bada. And I said, oh my God, that girl started trolling me yesterday on like someone else's, like a comment I made on something else. And I was like, I just blocked her because it was what she said to me was super hateful. And I was like, ugh, get this out of here. And so I blocked
her.
Not often. And so I went to my recently blocked and I was like, is this it? So this woman's Instagram is bada bing, bada boom.
Great Instagram.
And the whole, it's like Italians are the best. And the whole Instagram is stills from The Sopranos. But I don't, and then I looked back at messages she had sent me and she was like, you're a fucking joke. Like, you go to Italy and you don't even speak the language. You fucking humble yourself. You fucking, like, mean. And it was from.
Isn't bada bing, bada boom like a racial
I was like, this account is saying this to me. But it was messages that were old. And then she made a comment. So I was like, so now she's following me places and doesn't follow me. I was like, so this is like a dedicated troll. And so it was like I had just like put all these pieces together and then I had to block her on all the platforms. And then I sent her name to my little lawyer's watch out for it list.
God, I wish I was one of those lawyers getting paid to read all the trash that they say to you.
It's not, she doesn't have to go over it and read it, but it's like if we need to like hire a detective, a personal, or, you know, someone to do some research, we got receipts. We can end on that.
On this date, you called me a filthy pile of shit.
Well, if you're that dedicated to hating us for over the course of a year and it's on multiple platforms it and it's
like
really
a stalking
personal
situation.
Yeah, it's like I have a family member who does this for a living. It's so deeply ingrained. It's like a part of their life to hate me that much. You know what I mean?
It's right. Like, if it's the year is the God, who comes
it's not
up
like
with these?
You're a sack. It's spiteful, long, referencing other things from other parts of my life. Like she's keeping track of everything that we're doing.
What a nightmare.
And the hate is building up deep inside of her in a way that's getting uncontrollable.
It's cool that you bring that out of people.
My Instagram that's like mostly features foster dogs and my mom.
You just bring the worst.
I bring the worst out of people. Yeah.
Oh.
I have a lot more love on there than, and if I were to say, if I ever were to be like, this person's doing this, there would be a lot of people that would, I feel very protected by my lovely community. So
good. Well, I don't follow you, so I don't.
It's okay. We have a great real life friendship.
Yeah. I need to go see your husband. I haven't seen him in a while.
He's back.
Yeah.
Ready to make you an espresso.
I don't drink coffee anymore. We could talk about that briefly.
Why?
I finally have a GP. I like avoided having a real doctor for so long. And I found this lovely woman and I got all my blood work done and
it's not good.
I'm a 42-year-old man who's been pushing the limits for a while. So yeah. I didn't drink for all of January, but mostly I have to have a different relationship with alcohol. I can't drink, you know, three nights a week.
Yeah, I was shocked that you said you didn't drink on Valentine's Day.
I'm just not drinking really anymore. I quit cigarettes. I had to quit caffeine. I'm on like fucking cholesterol medicine. It's fucked up.
Fuck.
It's crazy.
We're old.
Yeah, my liver is extinct. like she was like, this isn't, you can turn this around, but like.
Do we need a liver cleanse? Or that's like a joke. It's far beyond that.
No, the thing about the liver is it can read.
Yeah.
Yeah. So no, it's fine, but it's fucked up. My body is in shambles.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, I put it through hell.
Yeah.
For years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that it's not irreversible, but I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't drink coffee and I have to have a new relationship with alcohol. It's fine.
All of us, huh? We're reaching that point.
It's crazy.
So boring.
And also, I'm going blind again. I got LASIK. I got LASIK, which I thought would fix.
Kara, did she know any of this?
No, God bless her. She got a lemon. She got a lemon. She can't sell this car for 8 times its value. Nobody wants on the road anymore. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Where are we going to have lunch?
I don't know.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this week's episode of Everything is the Best. I hope you enjoyed it. Please rate, review, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe leave a comment. But remember, shitty comments are for shitty people. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Pia Barangini And I hope you have a fabulous, fabulous rest of your day. Love you. Ciao.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.